Hi, this is Mark Brine. What are you doing? I'm listening to Out of the Woods. What else? All right. It's a duck day out there. Baby, take a look. It's raining like cats and dogs. Hey, listen, I spent all day just trying to dodge in night and wet raindrops. It's a H2O day. It's gonna stay that way. We might as well settle on in and make the best. Trying not to get wet till Mr. Sun pokes his head out again. Yeah, it makes you want to yawn, lay up all day long. Ain't a whole lot you can do. Baby, pass me my guitar. Give me a right little tune all about these duck day blues. I believe I know what we could do. First, baby, come here close to me and let me sing you this song I wrote. Now, I'm gonna call the Duck Day Blues. And now that it's all done, baby, let's go have some fun. Love away the Duck Day Blues. The Duck Day Blues.
Yeah. Well, folks, you're tuned into Out of the Woods, and that's Mark Brine right there.
Ooh-wee.
Live here in our very damp little studio today as it's pouring rain and sheets outside, or at least it has been all day. We're getting a little bit of a respite right now.
I think it's a duck day out there. That's why it's on my mind.
Perfect choice, Mark. Yes, but welcome.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. Ooh-wee. I made it through the rain.
Came up from Cambridge, or actually south of Cambridge. You're way down in Marshfield, Massachusetts last
night. Yeah, actually, I was in Marshfield. And I did drive through Boston. That was the worst part. That was like back to back, you know. And by the time I got through, I lost almost an hour or something on that, just trying to get from Marshfield through Boston.
I bet.
Yeah. And I did make it.
On a weekday.
I survived the tunnel. Nothing hit me.
Now, Marshfield, that's heading out toward the Cape, and I know the Cape traffic's really bad this time of year, too.
Well, it wasn't too bad until I got up into closer to Boston. You know, it was moving pretty. It was solid, but it was moving. Once I got up into where it meets 93, I guess is what it is, or
right.
3 meets 90, yeah, right up in there, started getting a little bit congested more and more as I went, too.
It's a bit different, I'm sure, than what you remember from back in the day, because you are originally from these parts.
I am. I'm from Cambridge originally, and, you know, I grew up there during, well, the late 50s. I saw a lot of that, you know, and, of course, the 60s. That's when, I guess they say you're coming of age, you know, kind of thing, you know. And, we were talking a little earlier. I don't think I could have been in a better place, you know, for roots music and everything. That was Cambridge was really hopping then. Harvard Square and Club 47. I was a member of that at 13 years old.
I saw that picture you put on Facebook.
Yeah,
it was in the book "Baby, Can't You Follow Me Down?"
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And, who were the folks in that photo? You didn't even know who they were at the time. And
I didn't, but Dylan was standing next to me. But Dylan and Jim Queskin and a couple of other people there that went on to do some stuff. You know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know. I mean, in 63 or whatever that would be roughly, I mean, 63 around there, I don't know. I mean, I was aware of his records and stuff, so don't get me wrong, but I didn't realize, you know. I mean, he was just, actually, I don't know that he had, at that point, had done that, now that I think of it. But I did become pretty familiar with his music early on. I mean, I was buying all them early albums, I remember that.
Right, yeah.
And I remember the Hootenanny show, you know, on WBZ, I think it was. I remember in about 65, they played Tambourine Man, and I heard that, you know, it was a Hootenanny show. And I remember when I heard that, I said, this guy's going big. I mean, this is going to, you know, I knew right then he was really going big. But he had some success with Peter Paul and Mary and all them people before, you know. And, yeah, he was, but neither here nor there, that was a great place to be. And, I wouldn't want to been in a better place, you know. I got to see Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf. I met him. John Lee Hooker. I seen Buddy Guy. A whole bunch of blues artists there, and they had everything going on. Bluegrass, everything was happening.
Right. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. The folks scare.
Yeah, it was scary. But I loved it. It was scary, but it was a good ride. I enjoyed it a lot, you know.
Of course, listening to you now, no one would know that you grew up in Massachusetts. Listen.
Well, you know, I've lived three quarters of my life in the South. Yeah. So, you know, and I guess after a while that has an effect on you, you know, one way or another. Plus, you know, you study stuff, you know, and I've been studying, you know, roots music and stuff. My uncle was an avid Hank Williams fan. As a boy, I had a lot of his EPs handed down and stuff, and
sure.
And I was also aware of rock and roll from my aunt. So, I mean, that's the way, you know, when you listen to the Beatles, right?
Yeah.
You know, the early Beatles, they sang with a very American accent, because that's where how they learned to sing. Now, you learn to talk is different, but when you learn to sing, you're going to copy what you are studying. And they were studying, you know, the rock and roll people from the States, you know. So if you really listen, short of that song where it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, or whatever, you know. I mean, really, they were singing very Americanized. And not until about Strawberry Fields and stuff like that did they start putting the English kind of stuff in it, if you notice. All that early stuff was very Americanized. So when you learn to sing, you know, if you're studying like Hank Williams and people of that type, people, which I was, you know, to sing, that's the enunciation you would use, you know?
Sure, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, because singing and talking are two very different things. I mean, it's a whole different ball game. Unless you're singing, copying your parents. That's different if they're singers, you know, I guess. But anyway. So, you want to do another song? Maybe we'll do
one.
Sure. Get back to the original album, the newest one anyway.
Okay.
And try one off of that. With the boy in your arms, we stood before the judge in that office all cluttered and piled. His secretary in the background, she was polishing her nails. The judge rose and stood and he smiled at the two of us there in our Sunday best. A little nervous, getting love as could be. Then he recited those lines, those ever famous wedding lines, and began the ceremony. And it was like a Norman Rockwell print come to life. That day that you became my wife. Me in my suspenders and you in your bonnet, with a prayer it all turn out right. Like a Norman Rockwell print come to life. Mm-hmm. just a simple event. Very little money spent. We couldn't afford to go on a honeymoon. No, I remember we just went out to some restaurant, some late night diner, and sat there staring out at the moon. While the kid banged away with his silverware drumstick on the plates and just anything he could find. You know, baby, as simple as all was, I wouldn't change it now for nothing. It's gotta be one of my memories of all time. And like a Norman Rockwell print come to life, that day that you became my wife. Me in my suspenders and you in your bonnet, with a prayer it all turn out right. Like a Norman Rockwell print come to life.
Mark Brine here on Out of the Woods, once again live in our studio. That's from that new one, All Alone in Blue. Mm-hmm. And Norman Rockwell print come to life, or like a Norman Rockwell print come to life.
Yes, sir.
Very nice. Paints a picture.
Yeah, it kind of does a little bit. I hope. Anyway. Yeah, that was... when my wife and I got married, you know, it's just like what I'll tell you that right now. Just write it down. Let's see, maybe we'll do another one. Let's try Top of the morning to you. Yes, the darkest hour. It's all over. Time to start anew. Top of the morning, man, to you. It seemed to take forever for that sunlight to appear, but the dawn is here, yeah, it's finally clear. Time to wipe away those tears. Yeah, I know it's been a hard time trying to make it through the night, but it's over now, we pull through somehow. Let's welcome in the morning light. Top of the morning to you. Yes, the darkest hour, it's all over, baby. Time to start anew. Top of the morning to you. Doodle doodle, yeah, that rooster got it too. He ain't no fool, he's been patient too. Hear him crooning away the blues. Yes, rising shine, ain't no time for dwelling in the past. No, celebrate the new day break and live it while the moment lasts. Top of the morning to you. Yes, the darkest hour, it's all over, darling. Time to start anew. Top of the morning to you. Yeah, top of the morning, baby, to you. Top of the morning to you.
All right, Mark Brine here on Out of the Woods. Ooh. Top of the morning, well, top of the middle of the afternoon now.
Yeah, well, as that's we're recording true. This. Still the morning for me. You know, musicians, you know, it's mornings are usually around noon.
You were playing last night too, weren't you?
Yeah, I went to, actually I went to this kind of well-known coffee house, big concert kind of hall. This friend of mine was having a birthday, and so I made it out to do a little picking and, you know, celebrate his birthday with him. His name is Owen Kennedy. He's a kind of a folk artist from down in that area, Boston area and stuff. People know him real well.
Ah, I see.
He's an old buddy of mine. I know a lot of them folk singers. It's like Bob Dylan said, they don't usually talk to me just the same as talking to you. No, I'm only kidding.
Everybody knows somebody.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Because I saw your picture on Facebook because one of my friends posted a picture from that or a few pictures from that.
Oh, from
last night, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
See, when I'm away and I'm traveling like this, I can't go on Facebook, you know? Because when I do, then I get home and I can't go on. And, you know, the computer changes things. You know, so I don't even fool with Facebook. I've got like 75 messages or some dang thing that's on there now. But I had to wait till I get back to my personal computer, you know? Because once I mess that up, you know, for some reason, when you go, I don't know. I'm really computer illiterate.
Me
you
too,
know?
Yeah.
So I'm you know, I get lost. And so I don't fool with it. I'll go on emails. That I can do. But the Facebook, so I'm surprised. I didn't know that they put that picture. But then again, there's probably many things up there that I don't know right now. I might, you know.
Well, it's good to cut the cord every once in a while. So
that too. It really is such a habit. It can get really ridiculous. Okay. And, know, I mean, it's very interesting stuff, though. It is interesting. It can absorb you, you know. And, you know, so really, in a way, it's probably good for me to get away, but there's probably a lot of stuff that's on there right now that I wouldn't know. See, you saw it, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Well, when you are online, though, you're one of the better supporters out there sharing things and all that. That's great. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
One of the things I always try to do, too, is like, you know, like, being in the arts and know how hard it is, you know. I mean, you know, I try to, you know, point other people's arts out. Not just necessarily music, you know. But, you know, because it's tough, man. It is really tough now for an artist, you know. And I try to do that, you know. And, you know, I don't know if it does any good for anybody. But, you know, I always like to do that, you know. And, of course, promote my own stuff. Yeah, I ain't going to say I don't, you know, but I'm saying, you know. But yeah, I try that. And I know some great talent from all different fields, you know. I really do. I'm very blessed to have met some of the great people, you know, in the arts, you know. I even know you.
Even better now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I'm real glad you came out.
Well, hopefully you'll talk to me after this.
Yeah, we might. We might.
I hope so. Anyway, you know.
You want to play another one for us?
Sure. I don't know what to do. This rain has got me a little bit blue today, so maybe I'll do a blues one. Thing, you know. See if I can get through it. All alone and blue, don't know what in this world to do. All alone and blue, all day long, all night too. All I can think of about is you. Blue tears fill my eyes. Ever since you left me, baby, blue tears keep falling like raindrops from the sky. Please, baby, please come home. Please, you know you're a good man, just can't survive like this all alone. It's all alone and blue. Don't know what in this world to do without you. All alone and blue. All day long, and all night too, all I can think about is you. It's all alone and blue. All alone and blue. All day long.
Mark Brine here on Out of the Woods, and All Alone in Blue, that is the title cut of the new CD, if that I'm not mistaken. It took me a while to figure that out, actually, because I have a bunch of old equipment and stuff that I use in my little studio, and for some reason the CD copy I had wouldn't play, so I was playing it off of the digital files, and when I had ripped the CD into my library... Uh-huh. It only said 21 solo performances, a CD and a half's worth, which is the subtitle of the new CD, this very long subtitle. Oh. But I realized like a week ago, the CD is actually called All Alone in Blue.
yeah, well, I'm glad you figured that out.
Finally figured that out. So we're going to talk about that a whole lot now so we can tell people about it and then go get it. But anyway...
All righty, well, that's a...
There it is right there.
That is it right there.
Is that your house on the cover there?
No, but it looks like my house in Tennessee, short of like one little extension on it, but that's kind of why I related to it. It kind of looks like the back of the house when you're coming up from the field, you know? But the painting on there is by Arthur Barnes. He's the artist that did that. Arthur was a friend of mine in Nashville back in the 70s. I've known him a long time. And, I've been promising him to put that out for like 6 years and use that artwork. That's serious. I've been slowly working on it, trying to get it together. But I had so much material... And I don't, say that boastfully. I just got so many songs and stuff that I put 21 on there. I was trying to filter it down, and get it to, the typical 14 that go on to see, maybe 16. But I just wanted to, get them out. I'm just kind of tired of, I got so many original songs that I've written over the years, and that... So I just kind of put them all on. I said, the heck with it, I'll put them all out, on that. And the back cover is a friend of mine, Mark Gallagher, did the photograph for that. It's an old photograph, but it seemed to go good with the artwork and the idea, I'll be honest with you. I kind of just put it out. I hate to say it like that. It's not like I... had any big plan for it. I'll be honest, I had been promising the artist to do that for quite a while, and when I say something, I keep my word. It might take me a long time to do it, but I finally just put it out. But with solo albums like that, you don't know how to really promote them a lot. They're rarely, you know, you don't really hear a lot of them on the radio and stuff. I don't think, anyway. You know, I just didn't know what to go do with it, you know. So I just did it. And ironically, I've gotten such great response from it. Maybe that's the way to do it. Just put out what you don't really think will do anything, you know. But, I have a terrible sense of commerciality. What I think people will like, and judging from what I assume has happened in the past and so forth, you know, never seems to be the ones that they'll play on the radio, or people will pick up on, you know. And right. Like on the last album I did, the Folkabilly thing, you know, I put that song on there, In Between the Raindrops. And, you know, when I did it and recorded it, I didn't think it really fit the idea, but, you know, the band had played on it, and I thought, well, you know, I'll just stick it on there. It didn't fit, you know, and that's the one that everybody downloaded. It was, you know,
Sure.
But I could go through a whole list of stuff. You know, like the New Blue Yodel. Tom Pomposello produced that out of New York, you know, and he really believed in it. I always thought that the B-side, it was originally put out in a 45, and the B-side was Blues in My Mind, which was old Fred Rose song. And Tom, you know, insisted that the Blue Yodel would do good. But I wrote it in like 15 minutes. It was just a little tribute thing I did, you know, almost kind of, not like a joke, but just lighthearted, you know. And he insisted over and over, you know. And he was right. And the Blues in My Mind one, which was kind of funny because I really thought that would do it, you know. And, you know, when I played the Opry with Hank Snow and all that, the people from the label were there, so I had to do the New Blue Yodel on both shows. But I really wanted to do this other one because when I was backstage with the practicing with them guys and all, I played, you know, we got a second song in case we needed it, and they said, oh, that's the one you got to do. So then it was like confirmed my belief that this was the one, you know, more than the other one, you know. But I had to do it because the people from the label were there and all that, you know.
Sure,
what I think.
Right,
yeah. It's just, you know, I just have a terrible sense of knowing what people are going to like. You know, maybe because, you know, you just get so deep into it, you know. But, you know, I'm grateful that people like it. I did, seriously, this album, you know, I'm going to get an award for that new one.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And I got an award for the Folkabilly one earlier from the National Traditional Country Music Association. And this year I'm getting one for this one.
I love both of those. Those are great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, it's kind of funny because, like, you know, of late, you know, I'm just putting out stuff that I like, you know, with... you know, the style-wise, you know, not overproduction, you know, very light production and stuff, you know, and just getting them out, you know. But maybe that's the way to go. Don't try to figure it out, you know, just throw them out there and whatever,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I like the fact there are 21 songs on this new one because it got me all the way from New Hampshire to Maine on a road trip the other day.
Well, it's a lot to listen to, you know. And you know the thing, when you solo like that, you know, they got to be interesting, because if they're kind of repeating themselves, you know, that can get extremely, you know, boring, you know, with just one instrument, you know, maybe a foot tap and that kind of thing, you know. That's one of the reasons it took so long to get together, you know, because I kept on trying to figure out how am I going to do this. But I wanted to stick with the theme of All Alone in Blue, you know, where, you know, with like alone. I mean, you know, because you're always tempted to add another instrument here and there or something,
sure,
dub
right.
it in or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, it was tricky putting that together, you know, because people can get bored with listening to one person, you know, easy enough, you know, but...
Well, you definitely have a sound that keeps your interest, and it's instantly recognizable, that's for sure. When you hear Mark Bryan, you know you're hearing Mark Bryan.
Well, I said that of Tiny Tim, too, so I don't know.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing. So you want to play another one?
Yeah, let's give her a shot. Let's do that one I was talking about, In Between the Raindrops.
Well, okay.
Just fool with that.
Good one for today.
See if we can get through that. That is a little band song, but that's all right. We can... I'm walking in between the raindrops, thinking what my daddy used to say. He'd say, I'm walking in between the raindrops, waiting on a brighter, sunnier day. Whenever daddy'd come home in a rainstorm, my mama always thought it awful strange. He'd never wear a raincoat or umbrella, yet he's never wet enough to even change. He'd say, I'm walking in between the raindrops, waiting on a brighter, sunnier day. I'm walking in between the raindrops, dodging all the blues that come my way. Yes, I'm walking in between the raindrops, thinking what my daddy used to say. He'd say, I'm walking in between the raindrops, dodging all the blues that come my way. So now that life has brought me so much sorrow, a part of me would just as soon give in. I find myself remembering that old saying, and I sing it to myself again and again. Now I'm walking in between the raindrops, thinking what my daddy used to say. He'd say, I'm walking in between the raindrops, dodging all the blues that come my way. Yeah, I'm walking in between the raindrops, waiting on a brighter sunny day. Woo!
And we are between the raindrops here. Mark Bryan once again here on Out of the Woods. All right, we have a quick break to take, but we'll be right back after this.